Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of money. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Wynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Doyle moves to third. Miller moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle tags and scores. Miller tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Sakata moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive for an out. Sakata tags and scores. Haney moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Yount reaches second base with a double. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Haney to Bando. The throw back to home, and Doyle is out at the plate. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Yount reaches second base with a double. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sakata scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Larry Haney. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.